Likely that I won't be here tomorrow, so I want to try and let's try today, maybe try to cover as much as we can. It's so in Tosis that Tosis explains, based on Rabbi Natan, Shatman Mishnah, the Purus of the Sadden, and the Shara, the Hama is going to film with a special case where the sack would fall apart without the Sadden. But there was, if it was Tami, it was Tami Sadden, the Hama, like in the case of Yerkan Rabbi Loi, that it was sunny and he wanted it to be shady, so that would not, that wouldn't pass it. And the reason why it wouldn't pass it, the reason why it would, that would not pass it. So that we worked out in places based on the Russian Simon Yukes, I mean the Persian Russian Simon Yukes, is because I would say that the Sadden is both for the Sakh. But right, the Sadden ought to be both in the Sakh. The Oyster certainly should be both for the Sakh, and even the Acham, the Anishar, it was just that it shouldn't be sunny in his eyes, or it shouldn't be, stuff shouldn't fall down into his food. That would also be both for the Sakh, because the whole purpose of the Sadden is that he should be able to stay in the Sukkah. Like a Vierkan really wanted to stay in the Sukkah. That's why he was very Sadden. So that really should be both for the Sakh. But since it's since this Sadden of the Mishnah is preventing the Sakh from falling apart, so the Sakh is not able to exist without the Sadden, so that kind of Sadden can't be both to the Sakh. That is its own Chashivah, and it's not both to the Sakh. That's what we worked out in places. The Ritva, hearing this again, they're on. Say they bring her. They also bring her Rabbi Natan, but they learn Rabbi Natan differently. They quote Rabbi Natan differently. They quote Rabbi Natan. The same shot in the Mishnah. Neacham in the Shah means that without the Sadden, the Sakh would fall apart. But they say, we talked about this in the past. They quote Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is coming from a different place altogether. That Rabbi Natan held that all of the psulim of Sukkot HaSeilon, and even the psul and this or the psul of Kamistav Sach Bosla Bahari Sach Kosher, it's all only if the Dover Apostle was there first, if the Elon was there first, and then you took the Sukkot. So then there's a problem of Sukkot Sach HaSeilon or Kamistav Sach Bosla Bahari Sach Kosher, but where the Sukkot was there already and the Sukkot was already kosher, and then you brought the Elon on top of it. So in the time held that it doesn't become possible. That's the sheet of Rabbi Natan. Very similar to the Balamor. The Balamor also has such a sheet of. The Ritva speaks out Barichos. Balamor is similar to Rabbi Natan, but not if Rabbi Natan goes further. Now Balamor said the chilek only when the Ilan is not Tilsum Ru Mechamosa. Ilan is Tilsum Ru Mechamosa, that's exactly a kosum of Sukkotachas Ilan, then the Balamor holds, doesn't matter which one came first. It's only if the Ilan is not Tilsum Ru Mechamosa. It's Chamsum Ruv, it's a sparse Ilan. So it's not, doesn't have to say it's a kosel of Sukkotachas Ilan. It's just a problem that from the start, that the cell of the Ilan, shters, interferes with the cell of the Sach underneath. So then we're mechala between which one came first, and it explains because the cell of the one that came first, that's the Iker cell. And then Tam, Ritva speaks about the Ferish, Rebbe Tam is not mechala. And Rebbe Tam says, even by a Sukkotachas Ilan mamish, even when the Ilan is still some mechamosa, even if it's a kosel of Sukkotachas Ilan. If the sukkah was there first, the Elon can't come and pass it. Once the sukkah is kosher, later events can't pass it. That's Rabbi Natan. And Rabbi Natan, in their version, was medayikit for the mission of Hidlul as a geffen, the sikhich olov, the Rabbi Natan learned it's one case, he bought a geffen, and he was masachach on top of the geffen, and Rabbi Natan was medayik from Losh and the Mishnah, it's only because the sach came after the geffen. But if that's why it's possible. But if the geffen came after the sach, then it would be kosher. And the Ritva's Chalik says, no, that's two different cases, and therefore there's no Dik in the Mishnah there at all. Well, we already talked about this very much. So, based on this Rabbi Natan, this Rabbi Natan places doesn't have at all. Based on this Rabbi Natan, that if the Sach was Kodam, there's no Psul, so Rabbi Natan asked, how do you learn this Mishnah? Purus Le'er Sadden. Purus Le'er Sadden means the Sukkah was there first. If the Sukkah was there first, how could the Sadden pass it? So Rabbi Natan, because this is a special case. This is a case where the Sadden, without the Sadden, the Sach would fall apart. The Stam of the Havon is, so it's not called that the Schach was Kodam. In this version of Rabbi Natan, the Stam of the Havon is, if the Schach would fall apart without the Sadden, you can't say the Schach was Kodam. Because the Schach, before I put the Sadden on, couldn't have lasted. So that's not called the Schach was Kodam. So Mele, the Sadden passes. So that's their version of Rabbi Natan. So the bottom line shot in the Mishnah is the same Rabbi Natan. But Rabbi Natan is coming from a totally different, in Tosis's version, and more Mefurish in the Rosh, we're coming from the issue of Bittul. they really said you ought to be bottled to the schach. Even their kam ought to be bottled to the schach. So I need Rabbeinu Tam to explain why the schach is not bottled to the schach. According to the Rav and the Mitzvah, they're coming from different places. Their Rabbeinu Tam is coming from different places entirely. Because Rabbeinu Tam had this shita that if the schach was kodam, you can't passel it. So how come in the Mishnah the schach was kodam? So you have to say that this is a special case where it's not called the schach was kodam. Because till you put the sadin on, the schach couldn't exist. Yeah, so interesting that the Torah in Siman Tov Reish, Choftes brings Rabbeinu Tam, Pshat in the Mishnah, that the sadin over here is only where it's Maim with the schach. And the Beis Yosef asks on the Torah, how could you bring Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is based on the notion of Kodma, that the Pesuk with Kodma doesn't become fossil, and the Torah himself in Siman Tov Reish Chavov, Paschim is not like Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't matter which one was Kodma. So the Bach basically speaks this out. He says there's two Rabbeinu Tams. There's the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rav and the Ritva. That's how the two wouldn't bring. But then there's the Rav of places. There's the Rabbeinu Tam of places. It's a different issue. Nothing to do with the issue of Kodma. That's the Torah. That's the Rabbeinu Tam that the Torah is bringing. Okay, let's go on and do more. So I've been right from the beginning again. Omer Rav Chisda Lashonu Elam Nei Neshar Ava L'Na'isik Sheir. So Chisda is Mechadish of the Na'isik Sheir. According to Rashi, we work through Tumah Halkam in the Gemara. Wasn't Tumah Halkam in Rav Chisda? Why is the Na'isik Sheir? According to Rashi, the Na'isik Sheir? Because it doesn't have a Shem Schach. Since it's not Lehogen, it doesn't have a Shem Schach. And if you don't have the Psul of Kamit Star of Schach Fosl of Adi Schach Kosh. Because Rashi learns that the Midin of our Mishnah is not Shnei Schachim. Rashi or Shnei Schachim doesn't apply in our Mishnah, why not? Not relevant to our Mishnah point to Rashi, why not? What? Stira. What? What did I say over here? Why in our Mishnah is there no issue of Shnei Schachim? It's not Mufluk. So Rashi in our Mishnah doesn't talk about the Shnei Schachim. It's not Mufluk. For Shnei Schachim you need Mufluk. Well, how much Mufluk? Four Tvachim according to Chista. This is Rav Chisda, so four Tvachim according to Rav Chisda, ten Tvachim according to Shmuel. Here it's not Mufluk, so Rashi learns it's not an issue of Shnei Tvachim. It's an issue of Seer of Eschach Plus with Adi Eschach Kosher. And yeah, that was a Seer from Rashi before in Testament Base, we were married. But here Rashi learns there's a problem of the Mitzvah of Eschach Plus, but the problem here is that you're Mitzvah of Eschach Plus, Mitzvah with over Mekabel Tumah, and that's only when it's Lehogim, so then it has a Shem Eschach. When it's Lenoi, it doesn't have a Shem Eschach, so there's no problem of Mitzvah. That's the operative word. There's no problem. Misachik with Avraham Mekabel Tumah. That's how Rashi learns. And Mahalchav Taisvis and Mirosh. What are we showing? We also have such a lashon. Is that the pshat when ois is kosher because it's bottled to the schach. When ois is bottled to the schach. Apparently, they learned that the issue is not misachik with Avraham Mekabel Tumah. That's not the problem. Yeah, Taisha says, "Can you actually well?" Because Taisha holds that once you have enough schach kosher, there is no problem in the schach for dover and mekabel tumah. According to the ritual, could be for other reasons. For the mesach for dover and mekabel tumah is only if the schach apostle was elyon or kodam, elyon or kosher, or kodam is kosher. Here it's neither of the above. At least by when the sadin is underneath. So here, there's no problem with the schach for dover and mekabel tumah. They learn the issue of Shnei Tzachim. The issue of Shnei Tzachim. So either Shnei Tzachim, yes, the issue of Shnei Tzachim. I is not Mufluk. So we saw that Tzalek and Eri. Shule Garma, since it's a Schach Fossil, so it doesn't need to be Mufluk. So it's near by them, it's an issue of Shnei Tzachim. And if it's bottle, it's not Shnei Tzachim. That's the Mile of Menois. Menois is bottle to the Schach, and Mele is not Shnei Tzachim. We spoke about it because even the psula of the Riva and the Rav Yoh, that's half puzzle passes what's underneath it. Also, it was also kind of shnei schachum to the one oil is mevatel the other, so that also helps them. So the Gemara, pshita nei nesha. Mar etayim uledin afilu noisel. Hodik panik nei nesha. Uchad milsuk panik. The mashma. Leim misayeli. The Gemara says, however, Rice says, sichachol kiel chosor. Tos means I had tilsim with mechamos. The itro bekomim ubestinim ametziyorim. The Talmud about eglays and shkedim afasikim v'rimaynim chilianovim atar shel shibolim yenis shmonim yosolsois all kinds of noisuka. Also is tapik mehem ad mitzvah yom tov achren shochag. So first of all, till mitzvah yom tov achren shochag, that means till mitzvah shmini atzeres, it's muksa. That was in places more various, but it's muksa. Bein hisno aleim akol ufis noi. If he was masna on the noi, that he's not boigel kol ben hashmoshes, so it doesn't become noi, so it's not muksa. Akoponim, it's mashma, that it's not possible. The sukkah is not possible. Why is the sukkah not possible? You hung up stinim. Stinim should be possible. Either as masachas or makabel tumo, or according to Rashi, or as sneis chochem according to Tosfos. So according to Raya, that there's no problem with masachas or makabel tumo. Rashi says, third right line of Rashi, Katoni miyas sadinim, v'hayim siyakov. More in Rashi, the kash is only from sadinim. Why is the kash only from sadinim? It says all these cases of noi. Why is it more from sadinim? Why is the kash only from sadinim and not egoizim, shehidim, all kinds of these are all kach posim. Kabbal Tumah. That's so clear to me. If we'll say this has to be the steer from Rashi and Daftes, if we'll say that Rashi only that the psul of Nesachach was over Makabel Tumah. It's only when the schach posel is tilosim u'mechamosel. That's one of the stones we said from the chalik from this Rashi and Rashi and Dachdes. There it's chamsa merubah. So then you could ignore the schach posel. Here it's tilsa merubah. Perhaps even the when it's chamsa merubah, it's not called osel itzel, because the tzel is nothing. The tzel is bottle. So it's not called osel itzel when it's chamsa merubah. That's the Rashi and Dachdes. Here, it's to be osel itzel, it has to be tilsa merubah. So then it could be that's why Rashi put from the other ones, maybe it's not so shit. Sedina, Yena, Shmonim, all these things, who says there's Tilsum Rumi Chamosa? Yeah, it's a little bit a bottle of wine or something. Probably not Tilsum Rumi Chamosa, certainly not in the Shia Sukkah. But Sedinim, the passage to Sedinim is that it's a Sadin across the whole breadth of the Sukkah. That's really Tilsum Rumi Chamosa. Maybe that's where the Kashu's after from Sedinim. Anyway, the Gemara says, no, not a riot, it's only when that's Sad. Because Rashi looks fine as Koma. No, he hung up the sadin, not on top of the sadin, he hung up the sadin across the dolphin like a tapestry. Aval amayla, even the chadu was noisin ani misachem kabel tumah koyle. Zot nema vaku, itmar. Noi sukkah ein mematin besukkah. Amar Rashi, umin atzad mematin. Says Rashi, noi sukkah ein mematin. Chomim hakusim ulamayla lenoi. I don't know why he says chomim, not sadinim. Chomim has tapusim l'mayla l'noi. Chomim are also begodim tzivoynim, my sorry, Rashi said before. I don't know why he said chomim l'noi. Anyway, chomim hapusim l'mayla l'noi, eim imatin b'gavoyim me'esim l'achshiru. So the first case Rashi says of eim imatin b'sukkah is the sukkah is 20 amas tall. You want to be m'mayla? No, sukkah is not m'mayla. Lachshira, the lav means chokum, because the noi is not a minschach. The is therefore can be right. The ischach havo, havi mishlum ishim kabel tumah. And Rashi has another thing. V'leila poistum ishim chusum yasar. Vice versa also. If it's pachus miyasar tochum, if it makes it low, if it's just above 10 tochum the sukkah, and the noi makes it less than 10 tochum, it also doesn't become possible. It's not mimayt the chalal of the sukkah either way. It's interesting, lost in Rashi. Rashi makes like a Mimonoshach. The reason why the noise is not in the halal is because it's not minschach, and if it would be minschach, then it would pass l'asdom and makabel tulum. What's this lashon? What's this like mimonoshuk? It's not a minschach, and if it would be a minschach, then it would be even worse. But tumas chus, the noise sticking down at 20, when I use the noise to be makshu v'sukkah. But Rashi, no, it's not a minschach. And if it is a minschach, then it's even worse. Is it a minschach, not a minschach? We said before, it's not a minschach. Like, what does Rashi want? Maybe Rashi means like this. What's the happening of the noise you've been married altogether? Like, why is it even happening in the noise you've been married? What does it have to do with? What does the noise have to do with the schach? The schach is lamala meser. Why should it even think? Why should it even need to be said? The price is it. Why should it need to be said? So itma. So remember, noise sukkah is not married to sukkah. Say, why should it be married to sukkah? It's not part of the sukkah. It's schach. It's not schach. So some of the answer is because it's bottled to the schach. Even Rashi, who doesn't learn the Mishnah al spittel, doesn't learn the din of Rav Chisda al spittel, he learns the din. Rashi agrees to the principle that noy sukkah is bottled to the schach l'moshul inyan mutzah osu l'stapet mem amatzo yom tabakhan shulchan. You see that the noy sukkah becomes part of the schach. Rashi doesn't learn that that's the pshat in Rav Chisda's hetter of a l'noy sukkah shera. Rashi doesn't learn that the reason why it's kosher, l'noi, why sadness, l'noi, it's kshayro, is because the noi is bottled to the schach. That we explain. Since Rashi holds that the issue of the mission, the psul that we're talking about earlier, mesachach, v'dover, makabel tumu. So what does it help that it's bottled to the schach? Being bottled to the schach just makes it worse. So yeah, now my schach is v'dover, makabel tumu. But Rashi, so therefore Rashi has to know, the head of l'noi says it doesn't have a shem schach. But Rashi does agree to the aside that noi sukkah is bottled to the schach, l'inin mukhs, it's bottled to the schach. So they look, they could be a half a minute to say that it should be mic in the kalal of the sukkah. Because after all, the noi is bottled to the schach. So it's has dinam of the schach. It's muksalim, it's huksa along with the schach. So maybe it should be mic in the kalal. So Rashi says, no, that for that already it's not bottled. It's bottled to the schach in dinam muksal. It's bottled to the schach that it has, that it's part of the chept of the sukkah. But it's not bottled to the schach in yin zed that it should have a shem schach. Because a horaya, if it had a shem schach, then it would be posel as musach for domer makabel tumah. And Rav Chisda said that it's kshera. So you see that it's only bottled in the schach, but it becomes part of the chetz of the sukkah. It has dinei muksa from the sukkah, but it doesn't get a shem schach, and it can't get a shem schach because it's schach posel. Oh, if it doesn't have a shem schach, so it may be part of the chetz of the sukkah, but the halal sukkah is measured with the schach, and since it doesn't have a shem schach, so therefore it's not mamayit from the halal. That's the arichas I think in Rashi. Because he's explaining the chiddush. The chiddush is that hagama really is part of the schach in a certain sense. It's mukzah along with the schach. So maybe she'll be ma'ik in the halal. So for us, you know, it's not ma'ik in the halal because it's not schach kosher. It's schach posel. So melech, you can't. It can be mukzah along with the schach, but it can't have a shem schach. Because if it would have a shem schach, it would be schach posel. Akrofa doesn't have a shem schach. Like Rashi said before, it doesn't have a shem schach. Rashi said in the moral. That's the hetter of Chisda, that the part that Luna Isa doesn't have a Shem Schach. It has a Shem Sukkah. It's Huksu and Mitzvah, it has a Shem Sukkah along with the Schach. But it doesn't have a Shem Schach. It doesn't have a Shem Schach, so in Mele it's not Mimayit in the Chala. Then Mr. Zahar over here. Maybe this is also we could. Well, it's hard like this. Tosis, no sukkah. Come and put some mail on. Even like them sukkah guy, I saw like me asking my shiva. The lab in schochu, the schoch ravi have a mitzvah mishum mekabel mishum de mekabel tomo. Like the post mishum chusum yasar kach piyush bekuntus. So Tosis calls Rashi. No sukkah not memayit because it's not the lab in schochu. Because if it would be a mitzvah, it would pass a lot of davar mekabel tomo. So Vashkof Rishayna, Tosis is difficult because we learned. Mail coin to Rashi that the Milovs the Pshat and Reb Chisda is the Noisa doesn't have a Shem Schach, so that's what it's saying there. And the Noisa doesn't have a Shem Schach, that's why it's not a Mait in the Sukkah. But Tosis Shita is that the Noisa is kosher because it's bottled for the Schach. That's how Tosis the Rosh Perish and Simon Yukes. And we learned that way in Tosis as well, that the Heter that the Heter when the Noisa that it's bottled for the Schach. So if it's bottled for the Schach, it'll attack him in Mait in the Chalal. Or Reb Ashkof is showing this share in Tosis. So I think with what I just said, maybe this is not so share. Rashi also agrees that it's bottle for the schach. But Rashi is saying, despite the fact that it's bottle for the schach, when you look at it's bottle for the schach, despite the fact that it's bottle for the schach, it still can't be might in the halal, because at the end of the day, it's not schach kosher, it's schach posel. And schach posel can't be might in the halal. Think this through because it's really not so plush. It's not so plush in either direction. Let's start with the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin had a nidoin schach that was mitzvah l'mayla nechov, mitzvah l'mata nechov. The Gemara in Erevin not yim. Is it kosher? Is it posel? Gemara had different lashonis. And the Gemara said at the end, I think it was Rava, that the halal sukkotna. It's not a kosher. Halal sukkotna. So if you remember, we had a machlokes rishonim how to learn the maskana of the Gemara. What does chalal sukkotan mean? Shitas harashba. The chalal sukkotan is a 180 degree turn in the whole sukkot. Up to that, the Gemara thought. So when you have schach, mitzvahs lamata michov, mitzvahs lamayla michov. So the part of lamata michov is no good. The part of lamayla michov is good. I'm not going into the rabbinic time if it has a shem schach posel, not that. Then how much chach is lamata? How much chach is lamayla? That's not, doesn't have to concern us right now. But that's just chat in the Gemara. The Gemara of Chatzkila thought the part that's above chach is problematic, the part that's below chach is okay, and that's the shayla. Do you say klosh? Don't say klosh. That was the nidun of the sugya. Then the Gemara comes along and says, no, chalal sukkotan, chazor from the whole thing, says the Rashi. Chalal sukkotan means that the shear of chach is not a shear of in the chach in the first place. It's shear in the chalal. And if the halal is not more than chof, then the schach, not only the schach is right on top of the halal, but all of the schach, ad l'shamayim, all of the schach is kosher. Because the problem of the malam chof is never measured in the schach, it's measured in the halal. If the halal is less than chof, or chof, but no more than chof, then the halal is kosher, and if the halal is kosher, then all the schach on top is kosher as well. That was the sheet of the Rashi. And if you remember, Rashi and Abdallah by the Sugi of Hutzim, it's come out with Furish and Rashi, they learn like the Rashi. But in Maskonis and Gemara, everything is measured in the Halal. I don't care where the Schach is. I don't care how tall the Schach is, or how high the Schach is. I care how tall the Halal is. If the Halal is not more than Chav, then the Schach is fine. On the other hand, Tosis over there, and Tosis and Abdallah also is moving that way, learns that Chalat, there's no 180 degree turn in the Sugi. The sugya still remains with the issue with the pshat. The sugya still holds. When we remain with the hanocha that chof is an issue in the schach. All the Gemara is changing in that maskana is that the Gemara the chatchila had thought that if you have schach that's just above chof, so the schach is no good because the schach is above chof. And the Gemara says no. As long as the schach is on top of the halal, it's not more than chof. Then that bottom layer of schach is okay. But all the rest of the schach is no good, because the rest of the schach is higher yet. But it's only the bottom layer of the schach. So all we did was we raised the shear of mashu. And it was negated to pshat, and now there's a riot from the Mishnah. But since the Mishnah says halal sukkot now, so the Mishnah is talking about a case where the halal of the sukkah was exactly chof amah, And the Mishnah says that it's kosher, even though a lot of the schach will be a lot of the schach will be lemalamichov. So the bottom layer of the schach is good, but the higher layers are no good. And yet the Mishnah says that it's kosher. So you see that mixes lemalam is kosher. It's only up there, right? Anyway, I'm just reminding you of that. What's negate to us is the maskon of the Gemara. The machlekes rishayim we had learned the maskon of the Gemara chalal sukkah. Shitas harashba, and that's likewise Rashi and Abdalit, is that it's a revolution in the sugya. The maskon of the Gemara, all we care about is the shir of the halal. We don't care about the chach per se at all. The halal has to be not more than chaf. Shitas hatosis is that nothing really changed. The shir of chaf is the shir in the schach. The only thing is, what's the maximum height the schach can have? More than half a minute thought that the schach can't, the minute the schach reaches just above 20, it's no good. Even though the halal is not more than 20, but the schach is just above 20. And the maskan is no, you get a little bit more than that. As long as the halal doesn't go over 20, so the schach just above that is kosher. But the schach that's on top of that is still possible. So now, nechsiyana. If you hold like Rashi, like the Rashba, that the sugya of chof is a sugya in the halal, so then on the one hand, I understand much better why it's a chiddush that noy sukkah is not memayit the halal. It's not memayit in the sugya. And as I understand the havamina, that noy ought to be memayit. Because after all, it's just a shir in the halal. So be a mokum to say that since the noy is toppled to the is bottled to the shach, so the noy is part of the shach. So maybe the noy is memayit the halal. Maybe the noy is takim memayit the halal. Even though the noy itself is chach possible. So what? I'm not using the noy to be machshir my sukkah. I'm just using the noy to be ma'it the chalak. Well, the noy is bolted to the schach. The noy belongs to the schach. It's not extraneous to the schach. It's part of the schach. So then the noy protrudes down into chof. So the noy is ma'it the chalak. So I would have thought maybe noy sukkah is takim ma'it the chalak. I understand the havamina why it needs to be said that it's not true. What needs explaining is then why is the takim not true? Why is the takim not true? If the noy is if the shear of chof am is not a shear in the schach, it's a shear in the noy in the halal. So why can't the noy taka be memayit the halal? Why can't the noy is schach possible? But so it's schach possible. So I'm not using it as the I'm not using it for my schach kosher. I'm not using it as the hechsher schach. I'm just using it to memayit the halal. It is bottled to the schach. The noy is bottled to the schach. It's muksa. So why is it not in the halal? I'm not sure what's the answer to this. I mean, Rashi L'chor is addressing it. Rashi is lav min schachu. So what? So it's not in schach. But it's multiple schach. So let it be ma'at the halal. All I'm interested in is the measure of the halal of the sukkah. So why should the halal of the sukkah be totally in the schach? It should be measured totally in the... It's not halal. It's not sukkah. It's multiple schach. It's not halal. So how much is my halal? Less than chof. Or not more than chof. With my halal, I'm more than chof, so my sukkah should be okay. Unless, I guess we'll have to say in Rashi that even though the noy is bottled to the schach, we mean muks, it's bottled to the schach. Maybe the Dusakh I said before, the noy has a shem sukkah, because it's bottled to the schach, so it gets a shem sukkah. But it doesn't have a shem schach, because it would be schach, it would be schach, it would be schach, it would be so a shem schach it doesn't have, it's muks. Yeah, because it has a shem sukkah. It's part of the sukkah. But it can't become part of the schach, because if it was part of the schach, it would pass the schach. So part of the schach it can't become. Ka'omur. And then maybe we'll add that the halal is not measured, the only thing that can be made the halal is the schach. Even though halal sukkah to But the halal is not measured by when do I bump into sukkah. The halal is measured by when do I bump into schach. It maybe it's not even so far-fetched. After all the timing for the Mal Bichov that we have in that place, they're all involved in schach, Sholto Beino, and Dira Sarai, and so they all implicate the schach. So where's my halal? So even if I have noy, and my noy has a Shem sukkah. It's muksa. It's huksa when it's vasa. So what? You know, the Rishonim hold that the Tanis is also a muksa. Like the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Tanis are also muksa. I'm just saying, and the Moshe, not that we have to be told in the Shittas Rambam. But the Rambam holds that the Tanis are also muksa and the Noy of the Tanis are also muksa. So it's not schach. It doesn't have to be schach to be muksa. It has to be part of the sukkah. So there's a Noymer, even if we don't agree with the Rambam about the Tanis. The Moshe holds only the schach is muksa. Or it's bottle for the schach. Well, it's bottle for the schach is muksa because it has a Shem sukkah, not because it has a Shem schach. Al kochach. Says Rashi, you can't have a Shem Schach, because if it has a Shem Schach, it will be Mesachet with over Makabal Tumah. So the Noi has a Shem Sukkah, but it doesn't have a Shem Schach, and we could say that maybe to be Mamait the Halal, it's not enough to have a Shem Sukkah, you have to have a Shem Schach. And that's what Mamash Rashi says.
What do you mean to start to the regular
Kabbalah of like having a Bitloy? Oh, so why do you have the other kind of Bitloy? Why don't you have the Bitloy of Tevun of Bitloy? Since the Noi is here for the duration, so why isn't it memayit the goyva chav the same way tevin would memayit the goyva chav? If you hold like Rashi, all you need is bittul shiva. That's aura. If you hold like Rashi, that all you need is bittul in the sugya of tevin a bitloy, that all you need is a bittul shiva. So fine. So this is not schach, but you see from tevin a bitloy when I'm going up from the floor, so I can be memayit the halal.
Maybe it's
no, because what? Right, that's probably true, but I think there's maybe we could say even a Hezbollah why that's true. When Tevin a Bitloy, so the karka goes up, so now what's the measure of halal is from the karka to the schach. Because only schach can make the halal. So how do you measure the halal? From the karka to the schach. So if I raise the karka, so my schach is less than 20 amos tall. But if all I do is I put noy down, I'm still measuring from the karka to the schach. Because that's the definition of halal, from the karka to the schach. So the like that I have noy. So the noy is both to the schach. Fine. But from the measure, the distance from the karka to the schach remains less than, not more than 20 amps. Kaponim, Lefi Rashi, Lefi Rashi and Erevin, Lefi the Rashi and Erevin, again, the Havim in the Gemara, why it needs to be said, is much better. I understand now why it's a chiddush. And why is it? But on the other hand, it's more difficult. We have to do more work to understand, and why is it taka true? So maybe we can say such a mahalach. The oilam the noy is bottled to the schach, leinin muktz is bottled to the schach, but doesn't help leinin being right the halal, because the halal is measured from the schach itself, not to the things that are bottled to the schach. But what about according to the other sheet in there, with Taisus sheet? That even after halal sukkah tanan, the shear of Esrim Amma is a shear in the schach. And therefore, the moshel, if I have schach, that mitzosoi lemata mechof, and mitzosoi lemaila mechof, even the maskanas of Gemara, the halal sukkah tanan. So we'll just redefine what's called mitzvah schach lemata and mitzvah schach lemala. That gets redefined. Before we knew halal sukkah tanan, so I thought that the case of mitzvah lemala and mitzvah lemata is that I have some schach that's below 20 and some schach that's above 20. Now that it turns out that halal sukkah tanan, so then the definition of mitzvah lemata and mitzvah lemala changes. It goes up a few inches. And mitzvah lemala and mitzvah lemata means some of my schach is right on top of the halal esrim, and that's the schach that's kosher. And some of the schach that's on top of that, and it's not touching the halal, doesn't make any contact with the halal, that's the schach that's still schach posel, that's still mitzvah lamata and mitzvah lamata. That's all the change in the Gemara. But it's still fundamentally a shir in the sukkah, and it's still fundamentally a halacha, that if you have mitzvah schach that has the hech, that's Lemata Michov, which we've now redefined a few inches, but basically there's still a concept of mitzvah schach lemata michov, and mitzvah schach that's lemaila michov, and there's still a need in the Gemara. Is it kosher? Is it posel? And the Maskon Gemara is that it's kosher, but Taisha says only if it's yosem rubri chamosa under chov, and Rabbeinu Tam says no, you can be the sarah for schach that's lemaila. All of those things remain true. So now, on the one hand, I understand very well why noy is not memayit in the sukkah. Of course, noy is not memayit in the sukkah. Because what does it help that I have noy that's lemata mechov? But all the rest of my schach is lemata mechov. Loi mi boye according to Taisvis, that even to have mitzvahs lamata, that the heter of mitzvahs lamata and mitzvahs lamata, we pass the mitzvahs lamata and mitzvahs lamata, must go and learn everything that it's okay. Basically. Taisha says it's only okay if the pschachet lamata michot is tilosimu mechamosim. According to Taisha, Chayes Dolor Poshet, if the schachet lamata michot is noy, so you can't be mashal with noy. Even if the noy is bottle for the schach, fine, we say noy is bottle for the schach, that's why it's not shnei schachim, but it's not schach kosher, it's still schach posel. So you can't use, that can't be the schach that's mashal the sukkah, it's not shnei schachim, fine, it's not shnei schachim. And, there's no problem with schach posel, but it's schach kosher, Taisha said, kinti pirashti le'el, since I have enough schach kosher, I don't care about the fact that there's also a syrup of schach posel. Fine, all that's fine, but the noy is still not schach kosher. So what schach is the matan ichof noy? So of course it's no good. If the matan ichof I had schach mamish, but it wasn't silos mu mechamoso, would it be good? According to Tosfos, about or not? So if the matan ichof I have noy, and it is silos mechamoso, what's the difference? But I have noy. Noy is not better than schach that comes from mu mechamoso. So how could it possibly? How could it possibly be kosher? Why does it even need to be said that noy is not memayit in the sukkah? What's even the Havamino? Yeah, he said it better than Maschal, like, why is it no good? But why does it even need to be said? No, you're not my Sukkah. And even according to Rebbeinu Tam, who holds that if you have mitzvah schach lamata and mitzvah schach lamala, it's kosher, even if the part that's lamata is chamsa meruba, and only the part that's lamala is tzilosa meruba, so Rebbeinu Tam said it's also good. So we said a whole Hesber, based on the Gemara in Erevin, Nasik Tishbudim Shalvarzel, that since the schach as a whole, it has a Shem schach, it's not schach posel, it has a Shem schach. And since Tzilos and Ruba as a whole, since the whole schach together is Tzilos and Ruba, so the whole thing has a Shem schach, and therefore every mitzvah Shabbat also has a Shem schach, and therefore I can be mifsachich with the bottom part of the schach, even the bottom part by itself doesn't have a Shem schach, but has a Shem schach as part of the whole. So then I can be mifsachich with the bottom of the schach. That's the Nasik Shpudim Shulbazel. That's where Rebbeinu Tam is saying. That all makes sense. At the end of the day, I'm still being mifsachich with the bottom part of the schach, but if the bottom part of the schach is noy, so how can I be mitzachek with noy? Even if noy is bumped for the schach, but it's only noy. So my remember that it's not remayed from the sukkah. So okay, in places I understand better why it's talking about remayed, you know, but I don't understand why it even needs to be said. For shteitzach is not remayed.
Maybe that's what Tosfos at the end is talking about your sukkah, because he's only talking about when it's remayed off the yud.
Yeah, it's not matan is cholak on the Rashi's track. Rashi also said the pasuk of pachas and yud. Rashi said any matan is sukkah for chav and for yud. Tosfos brings the Rashi about chav and for yud. He brings the whole Rashi, and then he gets in the yud part. He gets into an issue about the yisrucha. But Tosfos doesn't say the whole gemara is only talking about the matan and yud. Matan and Tosfos, he's still masking to Rashi that it's a gemara about the malam yud. It's a gemara also about being the ma'at from chav. What's the chiddush? For Tosfos, it's not the ma'at chav. I mean, what would it even mean the ma'at chav? Of course, not the ma'at chav. And then it's, and also, like Tosfos quotes the whole Arichas of Rashi. That it's not Memayit, because Lav Min Schochu, the Schochu, Abi Misul, Mishum Makabal Tumul. The whole Arichas of Rashi. Like the Tosfos, I need all the Arichas. For Shteitzach is not Memayit. Because the Schach is Lamal of this, the Schach is Lamal of Michoch by itself is not enough to be Mashi. Sure, what to do with this? I mean, maybe we can say midoichet. I mean, maybe this Tosfos is going like Rebbeinu Tam. It's going like Rebbeinu Tam and Erevin. I mean, this right, this Tosfos is going like Rebbeinu Tam and Erevin. That even if you have mitzvahs lamata michov, that's chamsa meruba. As long as most of the sack was lamala michov, so it's still kosher. Because I look at the whole thing as being one big sack. Tosfos said, maybe that's a rock. Tosfos thought maybe there's a half a minute to say. Since the whole thing is one big schach, noy and all, and lemalo mechov, I have a shear of I have schach kosher, so I could be mesachik with the noy, because the noy has a shem schach. says Taisa, no, it doesn't work that way. Because the noi, even though it's baltu tzach, therefore we said in Rashi, even though the noi is baltu tzach, but it can't have mamash Hashem tzach. Yeah, why not? Oh, yeah, we said this. Maybe this is a mahalakh of it. No, we've got that this Taisa is going like Rabbi Natan. It's going like Rabbi Natan. So what's the story of Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan in Erev. Taisus is Rabbi Natan in Erev. What Taisus said in Testament of Faith, how Rabbi Natan learns the Gemara in Erev. So Taisus said, Rabbi Natan learns the Gemara in Erev, that you have, the case is, that the Matan Mechav, I only have a small amount of Schach. The bulk of my Schach is the Malan Mechav. Now, with what am I being Mesachik? With the bottom. I, the bottom is only comes to move. But it's Nasik Ishbun Mishal Barasa. So again, the high spirit is, that since the Schach as a whole has a Shem Schach, so since the Schach as a whole is a Shem Schach, so every little bit of it also gets a Shem Schach. Mimela, I could be Mesachich with the bottom layer of the Schach. I is not Silsum Ruba. It doesn't need to be. It is Silsum Ruba, just a way to have a Shem Schach. And once the whole thing has a Shem Schach, so every little bit has a Shem Schach. That's the Gemara error. So maybe, there'd be a mokum to think that it should work even when Lamata Michop, all I have is Noi. But hey, yois, that the Noi is tofel to this bottle to the Schach. And yois, that the Noi is bottle to the Schach. So the whole, and the whole Schach as a whole has a Shem Schach. So I could mamish be Mesachik with the Noi. And my Hefshe Sukkah will be with the Noi. The Noi will be my Schach. Because the Noi will get a Shem Schach out of Bittu. The Schach as a whole, even the Schach as a whole, even the part that's Lamala Michop, has a Shem Schach. And it gives Hashem schach even to the noy, and now I'll be able to even mesachach with the noy, and that mesachach will be the noy. So that's the haramim. Why is the taka no good? Why is the taka no good? So Taisa says, because you're mesachach with dover makabel tum. The noy is still a dover makabel tum, even if it's part of the sach. It's a dover makabel tum. How can you mesachach with the dover makabel tum? I Taisa holds an omer aleph. Taisus holds that once I have enough schach kosher, there's no problem with mesachach with dover makabel tumah. Yeah, that's when you're being mesachach with the schach kosher. When you're being mesachach with the schach kosher, because Taisus holds, not like the Rav Yo, that once you have enough schach kosher and mesachach with the schach kosher, I don't care if there's also schach posel. But that doesn't mean I could be mesachach with the schach posel alone. Over here, you want to be mesachach with the noy. The noy is dover makabel tumah, so fine, it's all signed, it's part of the schach. But it's a part of the schach that's makabel tumah. You can't be mesachich with the part of the schach that's makabel tumah and nothing else. Even if it has a shem schach. A shem schach it has, because it's bottled to the schach. I mean, in some sense, it is part of the schach, it's bottled to the schach. So if it's bottled to the schach, maybe she'll be able to mesachich it, and this will be my schach. So she says, no, that you can't do. You can't be mesachich with the dover ha-makabel, tumah. So it has a shem schach le'inyin, that it's one schach le'inyin, that it's not shnei schachim. Or it's bottled to the schach, it's not shnei schachim. But you still can't be mesachich with the noy. You can't just take noy and be mesachich with it, even though it's part of a bigger schach. Because it's part of the bigger schach, so it's not shnei schachim. But it's not shnei schachim, because it's part of the bigger schach. It doesn't have the psul of shnei schachim. But it doesn't have the hechsher that you can be mesachich with it, because it's part of the dover makabel tum. But what about the other sheet in Taisus and Erevin? What about Taisus and Erevin? Taisus and Erevin, Taisus and Gafal, and Dafet mentioned both Shotim in the Gemara. Taisus and Erevin, Taisus here in the Testament base, also said two Shotim in the Gemara and Erevin. Point to the other Shot in the Gemara and Erevin. Not like a minute that Schach Lamata Mecha, that we can never, that in order to be Mesachik with it, you can't be Mesachik with the bottom part of the Schach, unless the bottom part of the schach is tilsum ruv mechamosu. There's no havamino, but it doesn't have this whole fancy of anatam. The whole schach as a whole is a shem schach, so every little bit of it gets a shem schach. That's just the whole thing, like a minatam. Schach lemala mechok is schach posel, and the Gemara's body was only where you have good, sufficient schach lemata mechok. And the only thing is, kikalshis, if you would be kailish, if you would skim it off, it would fall down, that's the shah of the Gemara head. And that's what mafshir. But Rabbi, you can only mesachich with kosher schach. So then it's like a shredish gemara. What's the chiddush that noy is not memay? Of course, noy is not memay. You need schach kosher that's tilosim u'mechamosa in order to be mesachich. Of course, you can't be mesachich with noy. know, maybe in Haram, maybe according to that shot in Taisuv, that learned the Gemara is only talking about Asarat Tvachim. The fact is not a condition of Chafam. Maybe the whole Gemara is, but it's not in my from Asarat Tvachim. Taisuv is only masking to Rashi that it's going in Chafam because he's going in the Shita of Rebbe Vatam. That's true, and maybe like that. What? Which second half? Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's good. So maybe that's not good. Maybe that's pshat. Maybe this place is going like a bit of time. Okay, so just to sum up, I think maybe we have a little, just to sum up what we did. In the fine-grained lumbus, maybe there's room here to exactly nail some things down. I'm not going to bother with it now, but just the big picture. We need to have a hezbir in this gemara. We need to understand two things. We need to understand what's the havmin of the noisukah should be mimayt. Like, why does it need to be said? And then we need to understand, and why is the taka not true and the noisukah is not mimayt? So, starting with the gemara erevin, there's two issues with gemara erevin. What's the bayah of mitzvahs lamala and mitzvahs lamata? Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam, Taisus and Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus and Abkez toward both possibilities. What's the issue of mitzvahs lamala and mitzvahs lamata? Rabbeinu Tam learned that the case is that most of the schach, the tzivos are moving forward, is lamala mechav. More than lamata mechav is just a little bit. Nonetheless, the Gemara thinks that that's kosher because nasik ishpudim shalvargo. Since schach lamala mechav and not schach posel, kosher fundamentally, so it could be mitzvah to the Shem Tzilosim Ruh Mechamosa, give the whole Tzchach a Shem Tzilosim Ruh Mechamosa, and Mimele can be mitzvah with the bottom part of the Tzchach, because it's Nasik Ishbun Shel Barzal. The bottom part of the Tzchach has a Shem Tzchach, because it's part of a greater whole. That's Shittas Rebbeinu Tam. And Shittas HaTosfos, this is no such thing. Tzchach L'mal Mechof is Tzchach Posel. And a body can only use the Tzchach that's L'mata Mechof. And the question of the Gemara is, okay, the Gemara is addressing a case where you have tzilosim, merubah, mechamosa, a good gizuntah schach under chof. The problem is, but it's hanging from the schach that's lamala mechof. So maybe houses still going to fall down in the maskon, is that that's not a problem. That's issue number one in the Gemara. Then there's another issue in the Gemara, because the Gemara Erevin, after that, the Shiloh with the Shonis, the answer is halal sukkah. And we have a chakas Shonim, is that a 180 degree turn in the sugya? That's how the Rashi and the Abdallah seems to learn, the Rashba learns in the Erevin, that it's the Gemara now is chosen from the whole business. And says, I don't care about the schach at all, I care about the halal. And as long as the halal is not too big, so then the schach and the rav shemai, and it's all kosher. That's the Rashi and the Rashba. And Tosfos learns that nothing fundamental changed in the maskana of the Gemara, we just went up an inch. And where do we measure the chof? Where's the line for the chof? And what thought the line of the chof is like, you know, the schach itself can't be higher than chof, and the maskana of the Gemara is, as long as the halal is not lamal in the chof, then the schach that rests right on top of that halal is okay. So two issues in the Gemara and Avon that are in play, learning this Gemara. So starting with the second issue, with the Rashba. If you learn like the Rashba, like Rashi and Dabdali, that halal sukkah not, that the measure of that chopam is a shirin, the halal is not a shirin, the schach at all. So then I understand, first of all, very well, why it needs to be said that the noy is not memai. What's the havmin of the noy should be memai? Oh, no, I understand it very well. Because since the noy is botul for the schach, Rashi also agrees that the noy is botul for the schach, in muksa. Because since the noy is botul for the schach, so I might have thought, salkad daituch, that the noy should be memayt in the halal. Understand it very well, that the havamino. The maskon is that it's not memayt in the halal, and that's how can lead the hezer. Why is the noy not memayt in the halal? So Rashi says, because it doesn't have a shem schach. Because if it would have a shem schach, it would be mesachach with dover mekabel tov. So what if it doesn't have a shem schach? But it's still bottled to the schach, so let it still be memayt in the halal. So of course, we're going to have to say that to be memayt in the halal is measured to the schach. It doesn't matter that the noy also is part of the sukkah, that the noy is also muktzah. So fine, so it's muktzah. But it's not schach. And in order to be ma'at the halal, it has to have a shem schach. That's lefi Rashi. That's a very gishmak. But it only works if you learn halal sukkah nan the way Rashi learns, the way the Rashba learns, that halal sukkah nan is a revolution that we're really only measuring the halal. If, on the other hand, you hold like Isis, that halal sukkah is not a revolution at all, and we're still assuming that that the shir of chafam is a shir in the schach. Basically, it's a shir in the schach. So then we have to. So again, then the gemara itself becomes again. Our gemara becomes problematic once again. what's the havmina that the noy should be remayit the halal? At the end of the day, the noy is not schach kosher. So how could you be? You have to be mesachech with schach v'slamata mechof. That's the Gemara. You have to be mesachech with schach v'slamata mechof. And the schach v'slamata mechof is noy, and noy is not schach kosher. So what's the havmina that noy should be remayit in the halal? So perhaps here we could be mechalik again within. So again, so here maybe we could use Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is that even though the schach has to be lamata mechof, I have to be mesachek with schach as lamata mechof, not like the halal sukkah. No, the schach itself with which I'm mesachek has to be lamata mechof. But Rabbeinu Tam is mechadish that the schach with which I'm mesachek doesn't need to be itself tzilos merubo. Just to have a shem schach, just has to have a shem schach because it's part of a larger schach that's tzilos merubo. Even though I'm not using the top of the schach, I'm only using the bottom of the schach. But since the whole schach is tzilos merubo, so every little bit of it shares the quality, shares in the quality of being tzilos merubo. And now I'm mesachek with the part of the schach that's lemata mechof, and that's the word of nasi kishvudim shel barzik. My analogy to a kaira. The whole kaira has to be, Amen, you tell us, Yechol Kabbal Ariyach, has to be a strong kaira. Once the whole kaira is strong, then even the part that's Lamata Michov is Nasik Ishbudim Shel Barzel, because it shares in the quality of strength. So here also, the whole schach shares in the quality of being Tzilos and Ruba, and therefore I can be Mesachet with the bottom sliver, the bottom layer, and that layer by itself only has a Shem Schach because it's part of a greater whole. So maybe, looking at Rabbeinu Tam, we could say that there's a Havamino. I'm wearing a halamina. This is a very big chiddush. Right? This is a much, much bigger chiddush than what we said before in the Rashi and Rashi. But maybe there's a mokum to say that at least at a halamina, that since the schach as a whole is schach kosher, so even the noi, which is bottle to the schach, even the noi which is bottle to the schach, based on exactly the side of the sugya, that noi is bottle to the schach. So even the noi that's bottle to the schach shares in the quality of having a shem schach. And once the noy has the quality of having a shem schach, then I can be mesachek with just the noy. That's what I would have thought. And the kamashmon is that you can't do. Why can't you do that? So we have to say that even though the noy is bottled to the schach, so that's shnei schachim, but still this part of the schach is mekabel tuma. You can't get away from that. This part of the schach is mekabel tuma, and I can't be mesachek with the part of the schach that's mekabel tuma, even though the whole thing has a shem schach. And with bittul, even the noy is a shem schach. It has a shem schach le'inyan that it's not shnei schochim. It's not a schach b'fnei atzmo. It's a satellite of the ikar schach. But it doesn't have a shem schach that I should be able to mesachek with it, because it's still a davar mekabel tuma. And that's what the words of Tosis will mean. It doesn't have a shem schach because it's a davar mekabel tuma. Meaning, yeah, it's bottled to the schach, but it doesn't have a shem schach b'fnei atzmo that I should be mesachek with it. And it doesn't even share in the shem schach. Shem schach b'fnei atzmo. It doesn't even share in the shem schach of the schach as a whole. That I should be able to say, well, it's part of the schach as a whole, and the whole thing has a shem schach. So this noy also has a shem schach. The noy does not have a shem schach. The noy has a shem of tuffel to the schach. Maybe that's the nusach. The noy is a shem of tuffel to the schach. So it's not shnei schachim, because it's a tuffel to the schach. But it doesn't have a shem schach, and therefore you can't be, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't be mesach. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have a mahala as well. Maybe this place is going like Rabbeinu Tam. What remains obdurate is the other sheet in Tosis. The sheet in Tosis in Erevin, sheet in Tosis in Daf, and Daf Dalet by us, the sheet in Tosis in Daf Testament base at the bottom also said this tracking word in Erevin. Not like Rabbeinu Tam. That there's no Havamina that you can have a sliver of schach on the bottom of Lamat and Yechof, and you've just been Masachel with that sliver of schach because it shares in the quality of having a Shem schach. There's no way you can be Masachel unless the Lamat and Yechof you have a Shir schach Tzilos of Rumechamot. And the whole Gemara about over there in the Erevin is talking about a different consideration. Probably the schach is going to fall down without the schach lemala mechof, so maybe you can't say klish. But the bottom line is, you want to be mesachach, you have to have schach kosher lemata mechof. And if you don't have schach kosher, kishir tzilos ruv mechamosa lemata mechof, then you don't get off the ground. So according to Tosis, what's the havamino that if all the schach is lemala mechof and all that I have lemata mechof is noi, what's the havamino that should be kosher? How could it possibly be kosher? I don't have tzilos meruva. I have a lot of noy. Maybe the noy is tzilos meruva. But all I have is noy. How could it be mesachach with noy? Noy is not. How could it be? How possibly a halamino that you could be mesachach with noy? And now we don't have this fancy Rebbein Tam. Well, the whole thing is Hashem's Chaf, so every little bit of it has Hashem's Chaf. I mean, Tosha doesn't have that. The Schach has to be, the schach that you're using, the Schach that's the Matan Mechav, has to be Schach Kosher. And here all I have is not. So it's very strange. According to, so how do you learn? What's the Chiddush that the Noi is not Mestar, is not Mechav? What's the Chiddush that Noi is not Mechav, is not Mechav in the Sukkah? Yeah, unless we'll say the Nirchanami, that Tosis will have to learn. That Agamar is not talking about Chav, Agamar is only talking about Yud. That's already a Chiddush. Chav, if you're a Sukkah, maybe it's a Chiddush. The Tosis over here, maybe he's going with Rebbein Tam. Yep, sir.
The Tosis in here wasn't arguing there, Tom, because you get this sort of saying that something is, even if the bottom layer is not Tosis Ruva, it could join together with the rest of the stuff. I mean, he was arguing just because he held that Ramana Hip-Hop is Tafasa.
Well, even that's going to ruin us over here. Because if the part that's Amal Mechav is Chach Posel, so then the Noi is only bottled for Chach Posel. Maybe it's another way to frame the question. According to Tosis, Schach Amal Mechav is Chach Posel. So what does it help if the Noi is bottled to the Schach? So it's bottled to a Schach Posel. I mean, that's maybe a stronger way even to ask the question. It's a Mile of Memro. What does it even help if it's a Mile? Very nice, it was a Mile. So now I have a Sukkah that's Lamat Mechav. But it's Schach Posel. My Schach is Amal Mechav, and it's all Schach Posel. And my Noi is bottled to Schach Posel.
Then
why shouldn't it be Mike? That's the case. Rashi and Tosis didn't say that's the case. They said it was Kromen. Okay, let's see if I can. Where's the story? Manim and Abdi Rav Ashi, it mishalek sointo b'mayo b'ishtecha mental also. So his shirt got wet and he dried it out on the schach to dry out. Amar Rav Ashi, dalio d'loy lemu k'masach k'vedover ha-mekabel tumo. Take it away. Frekni mor v'chazolei d'retivo. Everybody sees that it's wet. M'ayin s'lichi yov sh'kamin alach. So Chorus Mawinu Gemar, the cold man is wet. It doesn't passel. Only passels after it gets after it's dry. So what's the pshat? So Rashi says, "Kitzmishan nisharei b'mayim, hakachas le'deretiva shi'locha umuchucha milsa de'lunag v'shatchua v'loy l'sachich, v'loy l'sachich." So that was Rashi tells me that the heter when it's wet is that it's not l'sachach. Mepshutei Rashi l'shitosu that the heter of noi is that it doesn't have a shem's chach because it's not l'hogit. So that's mamish what's going on over here. Cause mamish it's just hanging out to dry. So it's not l'sachach. It's not l'hogit. It's for a different purpose. If it's for a different purpose, it's not l'hogit. It doesn't have a shem's chach. It doesn't have a shem schach, so then you're good. The minute it dries out, so people are going to say, why did he put it up? He put it up for schach. You put it up lahogin. Lahogin, that's already no good. That's the figure Rashi. What about according to Taisus Mahalach and the Gemara, that the hefil in Oisa is because it's bottled to the schach? So why over here, if the beggar is wet, why should it be bottled to the schach? At the end of the day, it's not coming to be for noi for the schach. Or to facilitate his staying in the sukkah. It's there for a different purpose. So it should be, what's the svar that the beged, while it's wet, should be bottled to the schach? Tosis holds if the beged is not bottled to the schach, Tosis holds anything that's not bottled to the schach is a problem with Shnei Schachim. Agav Ucha is a side issue here. If you hold not like the Rav Yonah, you fine. It's half plus, it doesn't pass with what's underneath once you have a kosher Yeshia Sukkah. Unless you have a yugo, unless it's still some mechamos, then it's shnei schachim. So what's the story here with the ksoinus? Let's say it's wet and it's so fine. So it's half possible. Let's say whatever it is, it's half possible. It's not bottle. It's half possible. So why should it? I mean, after it dries out, let's say it's half possible. So what if it's half possible? I have enough schach kosher. I have enough schach kosher. So who cares that I have a ksoinus on top of it? So it's half possible. Fine. It's also exactly. If you don't like the rabbi on the river, that's all, I understand. Schach possible passes what's underneath it. So this mokum ksoinus is no good. But if you hold not like the Rav Yonah Riva, you hold like Tyson Tessim in the face. So I have here a Shir Shach. The bottom of it is a Shir Shach. So what do I care? You look, even the Chiyosh, so fine. Whatever the Hezbir is, it's possible. So it's possible. So what? So it's Chach Possel on top of Shach Kosher. So the Chor, the answer is that it's Shnei Shachim. Tyson agrees that Shnei Shachim is a problem. Psula Gormoy, if it's Tzilosim Mimichamos, it's Shnei Shachim. So it must be the cases that the ksoinus was tilosim meruba mei chamos. And then it's the psul of shnei schachim. Even though I don't believe the ksoinus probably didn't. I don't know what the shear is. Like, how big does something have to be shnei schachim?
The Rashi
said, yeah, because otherwise it would be one schach. We need psul of gomor. To be shnei schachim, it can't be schach kosher. They put more schach on top of my schach, it's not shnei schachim, it's just more schach. If you need psul of gomor, it has to be schach posel. It was that shittus of places. When you have schach that's Chamosu Merubo, it doesn't pass the underneath. But if the Schach is Tilosu, if the Schach Posel was Tilosu Merubo Chamosu, if the Sadin was Tilosu Merubo Chamosu, then it is a problem. That's Shnei Schachim. But you need to have Shnei Schachim. What's the sheer? How big does something have to be Shnei Schachim? So we know it has to be Tilosu Merubo Chamosu. But how wide does it have to be? Like Tilosu Merubo Chamosu, but how big? Does it need to be Zion al Zion? Is there some other sheer? What if it's less than Zion al Zion? I'm not sure. But I would imagine it has to be Zayin al Zayin to be Shnei Schachim. I'm not sure, maybe I'm wrong. Chor, it has to be Zayin al Zayin. It's not enough to be Tzilosim Ruba. Tzilosim Ruba means Tzilosim Ruba, but Shir Sukkah. So the Ksoinus, we have to say, was Zayin al Zayin. I guess that's not so impossible. The Ksoinus is Zayin al Zayin. Zayin al Zayin is not very big. We'll have to say, it was like a palace. It was Zayin Tokim al Zayin Tokim, and in Mela, it's Shnei Schachim. The Ram points out, what if you hold like a Ben Tam, that whatever the Sukkah is Kodma, then there's no problem at all. That the Ram of the Ritva is Ben Tam. Now, whenever the Sukkah is Kodma, there's no problem of Sukkah Shnei Schochim, and there's no problem at all. The only thing, the Mishnah, Ne'acham Ne'eneshah, is a special case where without the Sadin, the Schach would fall apart. Well, that's not the case over here. Without the Mariman's Ksoinus, the Schach was not going to fall apart. So what's the problem here? L'chi Yosha, so what? L'chi Yosha, fine. So, big deal. The Sukkah is cosmic. The Rani has this caption in the Meditam. He says, this is the Moritz. He says, it's due to his Rebbe Meditam, not the Tesha Rebbe Meditam. The Rani says, from this Gemara, it's a pure kind of Rebbe Meditam. How much is Sugya, Kukushi, Hamur, what to do? I don't know what to do for Rebbe Meditam. Al Kapanen, before we got sidetracked, I wanted to know, when the Ksainus is wet, so it's apparently not a problem. It's only a problem after it dries. So according to Rashi, we understand very well. When the ksoinus is wet, it's not lehogen. If it's not lehogen, then it doesn't have a shem schach. It doesn't have a shem schach. It's not called a mesach, but over a makapel tum. But if you hold like Taisvis and the Rosh, that the hefter of lina oisa is nothing to do with whether or not it has a shem schach. The hefter of lina oisa is because it's bottle to the schach. And if it's not both of the Schach, it's not a puzzle by Sadin, even if it's the Noi, it would still be puzzle. So why is it would still be puzzle? Ashnei Schachim. So why, if the Ksoinus is wet, was it okay? Why should it be bottled to the Schach? I'm putting out my laundry to dry in the soup, it's bottled to the Schach. Why in the world should it be bottled to the Schach? Very simple question. We got a lot of few side issues. But the question itself is possible. According to what's the head of an oyster? According to Rashi, the head of an oyster is it doesn't have a Shem Schach. So I understand that wet ksoinus is the same as an oyster. It doesn't have a Shem Schach. So it's kosher. But according to Tosis, the head of an oyster is because it's bottled for the Schach. So I understand the noise is bottled for the Schach because it's there to make the Schach nice. But over here, I'm putting up my laundry, hanging up my laundry on top of the sukkah. Why should it be both up to the schach? So what's the heter? As long as it was wet, it was okay. What's the heter? And it's a ritual, it's the opposite of this problem. The ritual says two pshatim in the Gemara. The ritual also goes that the heter of an oisus is because it's both up to the schach. That nekuda of the ritual is the same as this. So the ritual asks, what's the story over here with the ksayim? So he says two pshatim. He says one pshat is that when you put laundry up to dry, so it's arai, and it's enikul. It's command less. A new factor. So you just put something on top of your sukkah for a few minutes, for a short time. So that's bechalab klamu. That's not shnei schochim, and it's not sukkah tachas ilon, and it doesn't have any of the psukim. Even shnei schochim, it has to be that I put it up for a while. I put it up just by derech harai, it should dry out till it's dry. So that's not called the schach at all. That's not called shnei schochim. Or it's not called sukkah tachas ilon, or whatever you do, whatever, take your pick, whatever psulim we have over here in our Mishnah. Shnei schochim, sukkah tachas ilon, schach, whatever, none of the above. It's command the list. It's all right. That's number one. Okay, fine. And then he says, shot number two. He says that maybe in a chanami, you're not allowed to sit under the ksonis even when it's wet. What he meant was that you have to read the story differently. You put the laundry up to dry. It wasn't lunchtime. You put the laundry up to dry. 10 o'clock in the morning, nobody was going to sit under the sukkah. So he said, fine, everybody sees that it's wet. They realize that by the time we sit down to eat the sukkah, you're going to take it away. You're not going to sit under the wet laundry. It's going to drip down into the food. But if you're going to leave it there while it's dry, but the problem is, l'chiyosha, once it's dry, people are going to think that you want to be misachik there and you're planning to leave it there even when you eat. So that'll be a marasai, and people will think that you're planning to eat under the ksainis, and that's what that, and then the is for sure no good. But it's in a chanami, you can't sit under the ksainis even while it's wet. But nobody thinks you're going to. So with the chiyosha, people are going to think you're going to eat under there. You're really not. You're going to take it away. But people are going to think they're going to leave it there. So mainly you have to take it away, take it down. Different shot entirely. But in a chanami, it comes out. Let's be that shot in the right. Point to that second shot in the ritual. The Ran also brings both shots, but in the ritual it's more Muslim. If you have shot in the ritual, so it comes out halacha lemaisa that if you put something on top of the sukkah, that's you know, just for like wet laundry or something, you put something on top of the sukkah, just whatever you put a jet, you have nowhere to put it, so you put something on top of the sukkah. So point to, so it'll be possible. It'll be possible. Point to Rashi, it'll be kosher. Doesn't have a shem scott. Point to the first mouth and the it'll be kosher also, because it's alright. Point to the second mouth and it's taka possum. It's taka possum, you have to take it away, that's my side, even if you're not even there. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Okay, again, tomorrow I'm not sure if I'll be or not, but going forward, I'm going to go out of the Gemara. The Tosfos is the long Tosfos over here. I'm going to go through it, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Just a bunch of crap. And we're going to want to go to the next sugya. It's still about an omen into the next omen. This is an important sugya. It's very much connected with the issue of Yoshan Tachin Mimit at the beginning of the second paragraph. And was connected back to the sugya of sukkah gabi sukkah and then kechsher kachzula. So there's a lot here that we have to do.